Hello, Matthew.
Hi Taya, how are you?
Good, how are you going?
Oh, not too bad. How's the weather in Australia?
Currently, it is about, in your terms, 90 degrees Fahrenheit, and it's, almost 11 a.m.
That's not too bad. It's cold and rainy here. Hey, I'm
Oh,
here
sorry about that.
On behalf of Brave Daily, talking about your movie Let Hope Rise, the new Hillsong premiere that's coming out. And you go into your story a little bit in the film, but for those who haven't had a chance to watch it yet, could you maybe tell us a little bit about your story?
Yeah, I grew up in a Christian home, from a smaller country town. Not too small though. I'm not talking hundreds of people, but definitely a couple of thousand, easy. And moved to Sydney about 6 years ago. I had always known that I wouldn't want to just attend church, but I also wanted to serve in church. So when I did move down, I became part of Hillsong Church and loved it and would have loved to be a part of the creative team, but it didn't line up with my retail schedule at the time. So I just became a youth leader and became part of the youth ministry, and it gave me a hidden season, I guess you could say, where I got to hear our senior pastors, Brian and Bobby Houston, and their heart for people and their heart for the local church, and really just get to go, I don't know, just get to choose to be planted and go, yes, I'm all about this house, and I love our senior pastors and their heart for people, and just to even gain perspective of what it is to be a kingdom builder and wanting to give my life to that, and not really knowing that it would eventually mean that I'd be in ministry, but just in whatever it looks like, at the time. And that was youth ministry, and it kind of came to a head about 4.5 years ago when I got an opportunity to try it for The Voice, because I'd originally moved to Sydney to pursue music. Didn't really know how to get into the music industry. I'd traveled around for a year with one of my friends who at the time was prominent Australian singer, and got to see the music industry from that side of things, and even like record labels, and see things that I liked and didn't like. And I feel like that was also very kind of God, because when I tried out for The Voice, the audition went well and everything, and one of my friends had said, hey, if you do this, everything's going to change. I'll back you either way, if you do it or you don't, but you need to know it will change. And I kind of was just thinking about the industry and what I'd seen, and I just wasn't 100% peaceful about it, and I was like, I don't know if I'm really keen for it, if that's the direction it's going to go into. And so I just prayed and I said, God, if this is what you want me to do, open the door, and if it's not what you want me to do, shut the door. I got filled with heaps of peace, and then I was like, cool. And I didn't worry about it, and 2 weeks later I got forced to go on a work like week holiday, tried to fly back to see my family. The prices were too expensive. So I was stuck in Sydney, and then on the first day of my holiday, I got a text message from Michael Guy Chislett, who's our producer and guitarist in United, and he said, hey, we'd love you to come in and do some backing vocals on the latest United project. And turns out, I was on holiday, so I could go in. I was like, yeah, sure. So I came in, and we sang backing vocals, but it ended up being the melody, and that was Million Suns. And then I came back the next day, and I think the boys had just finished writing Oceans, and so we sang Oceans, like learnt the verse, sang it, learnt the chorus, sang it, learnt the bridge, sang it. And that was kind of that, and I guess you could say it's like kind of history. And it wasn't until a couple of months later, if I'm being honest, I didn't really tell many people that I got an opportunity to sing on the album, just because I wasn't 100% sure if the songs would make it. So I didn't want to, say, hey, I'm on the latest United thing, and then, to find out actually the song didn't make it. So I maybe saw like two or three people that I might be on the album, I might not be. And then it wasn't until a week before the boys left for South Africa for the first Zion tour, that I had the best lunch of my life, meeting up with our global creative pastor. And I should have picked up that that wasn't a normal thing, but I didn't. And so we had lunch, and pardon me, and she said, would you ever quit your job? And I was again working retail. I was like, yeah. She's like, would you quit it today? I'm like, yeah. Why is that? And she goes, well, we'd love you to come on staff, and you're going to be looking after the vocals at the city campus, and you need to quit today because you're going to South Africa next week with the boys on the United tour to tour with them. And I was like, oh, and I just burst into tears, and I'm just like, what? Like, I didn't do college. Like, is that okay? And all this stuff. But, you know, it was ended up being, like, the best lunch ever, and walking back into my retail job and going, I have to talk to you guys. And then she looks at me and goes, you're going to work at that church, aren't you? And I was like, yeah, how did you know? I didn't know. And she's like, I don't know. You're always there. So, yeah. So I guess the rest is history with that stuff. And thank
all
you
right.
guys. I have a really,
awesome
really
story.
Cool job. Yeah.
So you've been around on a few Hillsong United albums now, but how was making the film Let Hope Rise different than making a worship album?
Well, firstly, it's definitely surreal, and we don't have cameras in our faces like we did for the film. It was kind of crazy because I've been now part of technically like the full process of like one album, which is Empires, but also of Dirt and Grace, which is the acoustic, you know, different live version from Israel that we did of Empires. So I've been a part of those two albums. But filming actually started for Let Hope Rise with the first day that we were in the studio for Empires. And that was the first day I kind of even got to be part of the full process. And I'd never, you know, been a part of that before. And I was a bit nervous going in because I was like, I didn't know what, like, I don't know what's expected of me. Like, this is a bit nerve-wracking in anyway. And I walk into the studio and I see all these cameras. And they're like these big black cameras. And there's a guy, like, you know, holding it. And I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, like this album thing is like a really big deal. And then I see, you know, our producer and guitarist, Michael Guy Chislett, and I was like, Chizzy, like, what, whoa, does this happen every time? And he goes, oh, did no one tell you? And I was like, tell me what? And they go, well, the movie that we'll, you know, that you kind of heard about, like, you know, Pastor Brian, like, mentioned from Platform, maybe that would be happening and that was an opportunity. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, yeah, well, it's happening. So, you need to put on a microphone. I'm going to need you to walk back out and walk back in. And I was like, okay. So hopefully if you've seen the film, there's a scene where I walk in the studio and I'm wearing a dork t-shirt and no real makeup. And that's all real. And I'm pretty sure if I'd known that they were going to be filming, I probably wouldn't have worn a dork t-shirt. So let's just say it was all a bit surreal and just like, again, like something that we'd never thought would, you know, we'd be a part of or anything, but, you know, our senior pastor at the start of this year, you know, his, I guess, declaration of our church was New Roads, New Rivers. It's from Isaiah, I'm pretty sure it is. All the Psalms, I can't exactly remember. But it was like, in, you know, something that he was speaking over our church. And I guess when this film kind of came about, but when it was finally being released, I was like, oh, this is definitely like a new road and a new river and, you know, something crazy. But, something cool to be a part of because we all said, you know, at one point or another, yes, Jesus, we're all in. And if it looks like a film and that people would be impacted by that, then who are we to say no, you know?
Right, exactly. Well, I know that
yeah.
Hillsong, the church, is very engaged in outreach ministry, you know, whether that's locally or around the world. What's one way that mm-hmm. listeners could impact their community this Christmas season?
Well, there's something that we actually love to do as a church, and it's called Stuff the Bus. And what it is there's a list that they hand out with these, like, little red grocery bags, and it just tells you of some of the non-perishable food items that you could actually purchase along with your own, you know, grocery shopping in the weeks leading up to Christmas. And then we actually donate it to what we have at our church called City Care, which helps outwork with the programs already in our local community of distributing just, you know, even like Christmas food items and like little hampers and even some toys for some people that are just doing it a little bit tough, you know, in this season, and even giving dignity back to parents who maybe at the time can't afford any, you know, presents for their children, and giving mm-hmm. them presents in garbage bags and allowing them to gift these to their children. And so I'm sure at every, like, local community, there are people who are out working this in your community. So I'd say, you know, everything's pretty accessible these days via social media and also via Google. So I reckon if you just even Googled, something local in your area that they're doing to support, you know, programs that are happening, like, I'm sure Salvation Army would be doing something locally in in America as well. And so I just say get on board with people that are already within your community, and whether that's you're able to serve actually with your own hands and like handing out parcels or hampers or food to people who are doing it a little bit tough, or whether you can just support them with your local business. And maybe there's a lot of young people who are getting their schools involved, and they're taking it to their school principals and saying, hey, this is what we're doing as a church. Would you guys be on board with helping out with that? Because it's just helping the people in our community. And it's not for making our name famous, but just helping people who are doing it tough, and just allowing them to have, you know, a special time at Christmas, as anyone should.
Right. I like the idea of, you know, restoring dignity, or keeping, you know, I don't want to say parents not visible, but, you know, allowing people that you are ministering to maintain their dignity throughout the process, instead of it just being a, you know, handout or just a show. So
And we didn't want to be like us blowing, you know, like, oh, Hillsong was so great, but actually like just coming in and coming alongside families and just saying, hey, here's some gifts that you can give to your kids, and they don't even know that they're presents because they're in a little garbage bag. And so then on Christmas it allows them to be a part of that. It's amazing.
So maybe, and I know this is kind of a random question, but maybe out of all your experiences with Hillsong United, what's the one thing that stands out of all your accomplishments that you're most proud of?
Oh, this is probably going to sound cheesy, but I would have to say just how close-knit we are as a family. Because I'm pretty sure awards and charts and all that stuff, you know, that comes and goes, and hopefully that would never be, you know, the goal of what we're trying to do, or even the focus. But I think how we are as a family on the road and even here at home, I feel like that stuff is what stays with you. You know, you're remembered by people, and I feel like that's the thing that I treasure the most, because I didn't grow up with any brothers and somehow I've inherited about 14 older brothers. So I would say the family is probably the best thing that I'll love about this season, or however long it goes for sure.
All right. Well, I have maybe a few lightning round questions, and then I'll get off of here, because I know you're a very busy person. All right. Tea or coffee?
Ooh, coffee.
Favorite sandwich?
But that's
dressing.
Not if I'm singing. If I'm singing, no.
How about a favorite salad dressing?
Oh, Italian dressing.
Favorite Hillsong
or French
song? Favorite book of the Bible?
Oh, favorite book of the Bible, Romans. And
Romans.
Am I allowed to?
Yeah, I'll give you two. Best dressed member of Hillsong United?
Oh, I'm going to say Dylan. He's always pretty into the fashion. I'll always ask him. I'll be like, hey, does this look okay? And he'll say yes, or he'll be like, maybe try the other one.
It's always nice to have a stylist on hand, right?
Yeah, it's important, especially if you don't have a mirror.
What artists are you currently listening to?
I am currently listening to... Who do I have in my phone? I think I just downloaded one. Let me just check. Okay, you're probably going to laugh at this. The latest thing that I downloaded, this is going to sound... Of course, Carrie, because her album is coming out very soon, so I have hers. I have an Advent hymn by Christy Knuckles, because we're doing one of those songs at Christmas. But the recent one... Okay, you can laugh, but it's the Piano Lullabies that actually came out of Hillsong Kids, because whenever I read my Bible, I can't listen to music that has lyrics in it, because I get too distracted by the singing. So there's this little album that they've put out where someone's actually just playing piano, and it's super stripped back, and it's to all worship songs, and I put that in the background, and it allows me to focus. But it sounds really silly, but it's awesome.
No, I completely get that. It's good to sometimes not listen to words, because our minds have a way of gravitating towards them. And one final question. Do you have any other last words about anything?
I felt the pressure then. Any last words? No, I think we covered a lot. I'd say enjoy life, love Jesus, and love people.
Enjoy life, love Jesus,
if I
love people.
Off. Yeah.
Sounds amazing. Thank you, Taya. And
thanks so much, Matthew. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks, Matthew.
All right. Nice talking to you. Thank you, Cheryl.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.